Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have Jerry Berquist. He is the Stutsman County Emergency Manager and 911 Coordinator for Stutsman County. And Jerry, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, always a pleasure to have you on, talking about all things that are going on in Stutsman County as far as emergency systems, 911 goes. And really important chat we have today for our listeners. The switch from Code Red to Everbridge, we've got a final day for that is going to be happening. And this is going to be a chance for us to inform the residents about why the switch is happening and what Everbridge is and what the service does. So I think we start first off, Jerry, with the decision to switch from Code Red to Everbridge. That came up last year sometime.
Yeah, actually,
it was actually an entire year ago,
but yeah. We ran into contract issues with Code Red, so it got extended a whole year. But anyway, Code Red services really are relatively expensive, and there's not a lot of flexibility in the system, at least not that what we could utilize. And so we started looking over a year ago for a new system, a notification system that we could consider, and Everbridge stood out as that system. The state of North Dakota, for example, uses Everbridge on a lot of their notification systems, and the state health department is just switching to Everbridge. So even though we haven't heard of Everbridge, from a public's perspective, it's out in the area, in the nation, in a very large extent.
Yeah.
So by doing this, we were going to be saving about $5,000 a year in costs, which if we can save the taxpayers some money, we want to do that.
For sure.
But it's also way more flexible than Code Red was in terms of how it operates and what we can do with it. The public isn't going to see this part of it, but we can actually set up groups for organizations like the police department, the sheriff's office, the fire department, and they can manage within those groups are all of their staff, their volunteers, their employees.
Yeah.
And they can put out their own group messages to keep everybody informed from a public safety perspective.
Wow.
But that's just part of Everbridge in terms of what we can do. And it's not an additional cost. It actually makes us more managed, if you want. We keep people more informed.
Transparency. That's always the big word that you hear with that. And so let's kind of like inform the listeners too, Jerry, because there might be still some out there that are unaware of this notification system we have in Stutsman County. Code Red has been that service for a while. Everbridge will be the new service, and this is used by the county to inform residents of multiple things from an emergency management standpoint.
We don't use Code Red a lot, and that's probably a good thing. But Code Red in the past has been used for, I can think of a missing person situation that we used it for. There was an intruder that escaped, and we were looking for that individual.
Yep.
The messages that we put out don't have to be for the entire county. They can be for just a one or two block area.
Yeah,
I choose that to be that way.
Yeah, just from me, I'm signed up through Code Red, and it gives you alerts based on your location where you live. And it told me your location, your address, there is a warning right now for this. And that's how specific it can get, and that's what makes it really important and a great tool for the county.
Both Code Red and Everbridge work that way, that they base the warnings or the warnings that you receive are based off your address. So if your address isn't in there, then you won't get the warnings.
Yeah.
And so the bad news, if there's any good news here, it's the flexibility and the reduction in cost to the taxpayer. The bad news is that if individuals out there are registered in the Code Red system, when Code Red ceases to exist, that contract will actually end in mid-February.
Mm-hmm.
But when that contract exists, when it doesn't exist, anybody that has registered in a Code Red, that message or that information will be gone.
Right.
And so if you've registered your cell phone, for example, or you've registered your landline and or your cell phone and you wanted weather alert information in Code Red, you're going to have to re-register in Everbridge. There's just no way that we can bring that information, that data, from the Code Red system into Everbridge. So it comes down to the user having to redo something.
Right.
And if right now in the Everbridge system, all of the landlines in the county are already included.
They're already in there.
There's over 10,000 landlines that are included in the system, but it's just the landlines, and it's just for those community-type emergencies that those individuals would get.
Yeah.
But if there's a landline out there that wants to have weather alerts, or if there is a cell phone out there, because we don't know cell phone numbers.
Right.
If there's a cell phone out there that wants to get a just general emergency notifications and or weather alerts, individuals with cell phones have to register their phone to make that happen.
Very good. Jerry Berquist joining us right now, and let's talk about it. The switch from Code Red to Everbridge. Everbridge will be the system that the county begins using by February 1st. And we just are using this as a chance to inform the residents, Jerry, to get signed up. They can, and you already pointed it out, there's several ways that they can be notified. If they want to just be notified by text, they can do that. Just by a phone call to their landline, they can do that. They can specify all that if they set it up online, right?
That's correct. It's actually better. Anybody that has access to a computer and can do this on their own, I'm guaranteeing you that you're going to have a much better time going to the Stetson County website.
Yep.
And at the top of the page and the bottom of the page, there's icons that say Stutzman Alerts.
Okay.
They won't see, they'll see Everbridge, but it'll say Stutzman Alerts powered by Everbridge.
Okay.
They click on either one, and they can go to that page, and they can create an account. And by doing so, it'll ask them a series of questions. And you can choose, you know, to put your landline in there. You can choose your cell phone. You can choose whether you want to receive emails. You can choose whether you want, if your phone has, your cell phone has text messaging capability,
mm-hmm.
you can choose text messaging if you like. And then when you get all that preliminary information in there, it'll ask you about weather alerts, whether you want weather alerts. And in the Everbridge system, there are more weather alerts than there were in Code Red.
Oh,
there's
there
actually six of them.
Wow. Okay.
There's a thunderstorm. Let's see if I can remember them. Thunderstorm, tornado.
Mm-hmm. Blizzard is an obvious one.
Yep. And winter storm warning, also flash flood and flood.
Wow, there you go. There they are.
So they're all there, and you can choose one or six
or
whatever you choose.
Yeah.
And we know it works for anybody that had pre-registered in December, and we had the blizzard warning in, I don't know, it was mid-December.
It was around that time, yeah.
It works because I received not only my Code Red notification for weather, but I also received the Everbridge warning.
Awesome.
And people that are registered in both right now are noticing there's two of them, and that's because Code Red is overlapping Everbridge here until about mid-February.
Right. So we want people to sign up February 1st. That we're just saying that that's going to be the time that Everbridge is used, but Code Red will still be able to be used until the midpoint of February, yeah. Like you
said. What February 1st is, from a dispatch perspective, mm-hmm. we're using that date so that if we had to put out a community alert, it'll go over Everbridge. It won't go over Code Red.
There you go. Yeah.
It doesn't mean the end of the world necessarily, but we had to have a date that we could utilize for all of our staff and for the public in general.
Absolutely. And I guess we should also say too, Jerry, this service is absolutely free. This is what you're providing. So we want as many to sign up for it as possible, because that's what it's there for, is to inform the residents and to be used. But it's absolutely free for anybody who wants to sign up for that.
That's correct. And right now, you know, and we're not being blown away by the number of people that have registered. There's just a little over 500 that have registered so far, and we know that there's way more than 500 cell phones out there.
Yes.
So the other, I think what holds some people back is they're afraid that if they register, that Big Brother is going to have information on them. That's not what this is all about. This is about getting warning information to the public when they need to have it.
Yeah, you guys don't keep that information and use it for soliciting or anything like that. It's just for this emergency system.
That's correct.
Yeah. So remember that. The best way to do it, like Jerry said, sign up on the website, the Stutzman County website. But Jerry, if anybody doesn't have the computer capabilities, you guys are willing to help walk them through a little
definitely.
Bit and get them signed up.
Because we know we're not stupid. We know that there are people that either don't have a computer or they just don't feel comfortable enough with doing this online. And if that's the case, by all means, call us at our office number, which is 252-9093. and one of us will definitely walk you through it in terms of what you need to know.
Perfect. Very good. Anything else, Jerry, that we're missing with this or that you want to mention?
The other thing that we can do in Everbridge that we can't do in Code Red is we can actually register you. If you are registering, we can register you for more than one address.
Oh, awesome.
So if, for example, maybe you want to put your home address in there, maybe you want your business address in there, maybe you have a cabin out on the reservoir, for example, you can put that address in there.
We have farmers. Some of them have that farmhouse. True. Others have a townhouse.
You can do that.
Yeah.
And those, it's your phone number that is the key to all of that. So if that address is part of a warning that's going out, and let's say maybe those addresses are 10, 20 miles apart.
Yeah.
If one of those warnings, or one of those addresses are part of the warned area, you will get the information on your phone.
Perfect. So there's a lot of reasons behind the switch, but we just want those who are listening right now, and if you know anybody who wants to be signed up for this free service, to please do so. Go to the Stutzman County website. Jerry, do you want to give the website again one more time and that number if they need any help with any of that?
We've made it a little easier than in the past. A new website address is stutzmancounty.gov.
Pretty straightforward. Yep.
And go there and either go, as soon as you go to Stutzman County.gov, you'll see the very top, it's a huge icon. It says Stutzman Alerts. There's also a smaller one at the very bottom of the page. It says Stutzman Alerts.
Okay.
And it'll take you to the same place.
Perfect. So Stutzman County.gov, or again, you can give Jerry's office a call, 252-9093.
Correct.
Jerry, thank you so much for joining us on Let's Talk.
Thank you. Appreciate it.